This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. Like I said, we got a lot of things going on. We will be interviewing Matt Whitaker tomorrow on Thursday. We've had a change, and we will be doing that on Thursday at the same time, by the way. I know we were hyping Matthew Whitaker, the Attorney General, for the radio show. He will be on. That will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock Eastern, and, of course, that would be 7 o'clock Pacific. So all of you get your – you'll have plenty of coffee, I suspect, by then. Anyway, so looking forward to that, and a lot of great things. If you just want to find out about Matthew Whitaker, you can check out our website, Agenda 21 Radio. We've got a whole bio on him and also his new book that's out there, Above the Law. And I think this is a really critical piece. This guy's got a big future. You know, he played in the 1991 Rose Bowl with Iowa. Anybody who plays in the Rose Bowl, I have major envy for, because that was... You know, that was one of my biggest dreams. I grew up around the Rose Bowl, went to many Rose Bowls, went to many Rose Parades as a kid growing up, and had that experience. It was wonderful, absolutely wonderful. And I got to tell you, I could just roll out the stories about the Rose Bowl, the Rose Parade, and all the stuff like that growing up as a kid. It's still a big spectacle. It's going to be interesting to see how the terrorists. You know, this is domestic terrorism happening right in front of our faces with this COVID virus business. Anyway, I'm sure they're going to play a Rose Bowl. I just have a feeling we're going to have all these seasons back. Well, you know, again, you got to remember who's in charge of these the colleges and universities and you know, they don't like Donald Trump much. So they're all these people, you know, are they're putting up their last gasp of desperation as we're seeing this whole thing blow up now with Twitter. It's almost becoming like a day-to-day, that's more than day-to-day now. It's just hour by hour, the stories about Twitter and all the things that are coming up. This is going to be, I think, one of the defining moments, because the president will take action. I don't think they understand that the president has the secret bomb. Yeah, he's already signed it, and he's got all kinds of authorities, and he hasn't used it yet. And, of course, he's going to be using it at select times to do select things. You know, I think that's really what's going to be happening. Anyway, so we're going to switch around our little bit of Matthew Whitaker today and shift it over tomorrow, and we'll bring up Chris Street. He's going to be Chris is scheduled to be with us anyway today in the third hour, so he's going to be coming up in the third hour. And we just bump things around and be talking about some of the stuff that we necessarily always do talk about here in this hour, one of them being the grievances that New California has been reading. We're up to grievance number 5 of chapter 2. We're opening up a second chapter. And it's kind of interesting, this chapter 2 business is starting to grow. And I know many people that are sitting here thinking, oh, well, you know, the whole thing about these grievances, do they really mean? And they do. They do mean a lot. They do mean a lot. Says, got all kinds of stuff. This is from I'm getting some of the mail from some of our county chair people about what's been going on at the grievance readings and things like that. So they're becoming quite the social thing, especially if you're churches and you have homeschoolers. They seem to really flock to these things. Yeah, I'm serious. Well, you know, it's a great, if you're a homeschooled child, this is a great outing to see history being made as the grievances are being read. This is major league history going on here, the creation of a new state, and some people are finally getting it, you know. And this is a slow process. People have to learn what's going on and why these things are happening to us right now. These are the major strains, if you will, that are being put upon our country right now. And guess what? It's one of these kind of things where people are going, shocking, I didn't know all this was going on. You know, they're shocked by it. One of the things, the reason why they're shocked by it all, is that people who know the Constitution and know of it and have learned of the Constitution, learned of everything in it, they just don't understand there's a connected dot to day-to-day life, and there clearly is a connected dot to day-to-day life. And this is why I want to tell you that this is one of the most significant things that's happened in our nation's history, is this whole New California thing. Just think of what's going to happen. It's going to rock some worlds, right? Okay, this is one that'll get you, for all you liberals out there. And you wonder why people are going nutty, right? Netflix documentary claims Bill Clinton was seen at Epstein's, quote, orgy island. Oh, excuse me. On that little drop, I'm going to suck down some Agenda 21 Radio coffee. There it goes. Netflix documentary claims Bill Clinton was seen there. Huh. Epstein's alleged madam, Maxwell, wins questioning delay in sexual battery assault. Alleged Epstein's madam asked court for stay in civil case, argues it will implicate her. No, really? She was the one who's setting up all the kids, all the little children, for people like Bill Clinton. This is getting, you know, have you heard much from Hollywood lately? No. I wonder why. New lawsuit claims Jeffrey Epstein trafficked girls until 2018. I believe that. The Miami Herald, which, by the way, has been really, really, really out in front of this whole thing. They were years ago reporting all this stuff going on with this, the traffic girls and so on. And no one would believe them. But here they are out in front of this story now. Traffic girls until 2018. Interesting, isn't it?
There is absolutely no way in my mind that he could have thought that I was 18.
I was really little and short and tiny.
I had braces. I'd look like an innocent 14-year-old.
With respect to each of these minor girls, isn't it true that you ordered each of them to get naked to give you a massage?
Disturbing new details today unfolding in the Jeffrey Epstein sex abuse scandal. The U.S. Virgin Islands filed a suit against the late sex offender, alleging that he trafficked and abused girls to the island as young as 11 years old and as recently as 2018. It is the first time that a government has sued his estate. Joining me now is Casey Frank, Miami Herald senior editor of investigations, involved in this story for quite some time. Casey, what can you tell us about this latest development, this Virgin Islands case?
Well, we're going to come back and get this. I want to, you know, set the predicate here that it was the Miami Herald and other papers down there that were letting the story out about Epstein, but no one was listening. No one was listening. Here you have mainstream media. No one's listening to their own mainstream media, right? So it kind of tells you where the Miami Herald is at, that there are some good newspapers even today. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops
pops on.
If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
In 2018, it is the first time that a government has sued his estate. Joining me now is Casey Frank, Miami Herald senior editor of investigations, involved in this story for quite some time. Casey, what can you tell us about this latest development, this Virgin Islands case?
Well, the latest lawsuit does have some new tidbits in it, specifically the allegation that Mr. Epstein was still abusing young girls as recently as 2019. It also alleged or referenced rather that he was using shell companies to obscure what he was up to. But much of what's in the lawsuit is kind of gathering up bits and pieces that have come out in data dumps and lawsuits that have occurred over the last year or so since we wrote Perversion of Justice.
Yeah.
It's almost as if in the movie Casablanca, where Captain Renault suddenly discovered there's gambling going on in the establishment because Mr. Epstein was doing these activities for a long, long time, and yet he was still treated as royalty in the Virgin Islands.
Yeah. And everybody's shocked, right? You guys did an incredible reporting job, your paper, on this case. And when I watched the investigator asking Epstein those questions, it's chilling. And such severe disappointment that the case was handled the way that it was, and he did such a short amount of time in Florida. So this situation in the Virgin Islands is after he was released from that 18-month stay in prison?
That is correct. This is really the first solid allegation that Mr. Epstein was still engaging in these activities after he got out of jail in Palm Beach. Now, we need to see his evidence, because what we have is an allegation. This may partially be based on revelation a few months ago that air traffic controllers in the Virgin Islands were seeing very young girls disembark from Mr. Epstein's plane just in recent months. However, again, that sort of activity has been going on for years and years and years. Mr. Epstein was nothing if not brazen. Suggestion that this sort of thing is brand new and they've just discovered it and they're outraged is a little bit hard to stomach, actually.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Casey, thank you very much. Casey Frank of the Miami Herald. Good to have you here tonight. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
I found a way.
There you go. I found a way. They found a way to cover it up because it's right in plain sight. They didn't hide anything, you know. And people just, you know, it's really this whole thing about the pedophiles and pedophilia. This whole thing is hard to believe. Most people don't know the real story about it. You know, it's like these people running around with a mask on. They don't know how bad and unhealthy this is for you. But the masters at the control switch, like Gavin Newsom, California, the dictator, and your other unappointed or unelected, appointed officials that you never see. All you see is in memos or YouTubes. You don't see them anymore. You don't have any open council meetings, so you don't see those anymore because there's COVID virus, right? So none of your elected officials who you can, you know, complain to are meeting. It's a perfect story, isn't it? Perfect way to bring down a nation or control the population or start to train the population, right? You got to train them, get them trained up. So you put masks on them and hide them. They don't see that they're ignorant about the fact about epidemiology, how viruses act, RNA, DNA. You know, we had a person who came to the rally the other day, and of course our rally is, you know, over 100 people there, flags going on, music, all this other good stuff. It was a wonderful time. But one guy shows up in a Tesla. One guy shows up, and he's got a mask on. And it's clearly, he's got that liberal attitude, right? And he shows up, and he's out there cavorting. And the first thing is that we're going, geez, this guy, who is this guy? With the mask. Of course, what he was is, this goes back to Casablanca days, actually, to say, you know, the Vichy France. You had all these people that were, you know, provocateurs. And here he was standing amongst about 100 solid Americans, waving American flags and Trump for president, right? New California. And everybody's honking on the streets. Everybody's in full-on support. And here's this one guy in a mask, tall, skinny drink of water. In a tall mask, he's got, I think he had white pants on, something bizarre. In a purple shirt, something like that. And he's got the mask on. And he says he's just came from New York, where he was working on all these cases of COVID virus. And he just thought he'd stop in on, see what we're doing. In the middle of, you know, Memorial Day, we're going to do this. He just shows up, the provocateur. And, of course, what we all recognize him as a provocateur. So our people start, you know, challenging him on his mask and so on. It was interesting. He comes in. He shakes hands with people. Then he announces, oh, I'm from New York. I'm, you know, there's no social distancing with this guy, but he's got his mask on and he's shaking hands with people. And he claims ultimately to be an anesthesiologist. So he gets quizzed by a certain individual. And in the quizzing, he's starting to ask him about real technical questions about viruses and behavior of viruses. And of course, the guy says in response to our person who was doing the questioning of the masked man, all of a sudden he says, well, let me check that out about the RNA and DNA. He said, ask a specific question about RNA and DNA. By the way, anybody who has basic biological knowledge would know the answer to it, right? So he starts looking at his phone for the answers to about RNA and DNA. He clearly did not understand what RNA and DNA was. And of course, the guy asking the question is a top flight surgeon in Northern California, one of the best, renowned, working with New California, of course. So right away, the guy was outed as a fraud. Now, why would, well, unless you're, you know, Vichy France. I'm shocked to see gambling going on here. Those were the days, my friend. You see, that's what we're starting to get in New California. They have to come in and, you know, be the provocateurs now to disrupt us. At least get a picture of all of us patriotic Americans. And then there's the one guy with the mask on, right? The one guy with the picture shot. Well, you know, our New Californians are smarter than that. They gathered around him so they couldn't get the picture shot. And the guy walked off. When you get outed, it's pretty hard, right? But these people are all around. And, of course, that's what I'm saying about hiding in plain sight. They tried it on us just to be out in plain sight with their lies. See, that's what you're getting here. That is exactly what you're getting here with Jeffrey Epstein. Lying right in front of your face. Like this man was lying about himself with his mask on, right in front of everybody. And Jeffrey Epstein, this is so, so pedophilic. It's not even funny. If you understand about the pedophiles, this is exactly what they do. They hide right in front of your face. And because you're uncomfortable challenging these folks, you just let them go. Tech worker identified as Steve Scully, age 7, says he now regrets having worked for Epstein. you tell yourself that you didn't know for sure and you never really saw anything. But that's just all rationalization. Jeffrey Epstein, he was a guy who concealed his deviance very well, but he didn't conceal it that well, he said. We'll be back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
Okay, so guess what? They're shaking off. They're shaking off the California legislature, known as the kneeling pad for the dictator, right? The groveling ones. You know, supposedly Republican. And there's only two or three real Republicans that are conservative in the assembly, and one or two that are in the Senate. And remember that if you take a look at the numbers, they just don't match. You know, it's something like there's 80 assembly members, and 19 of them are Republican, so-called, with an R. The real number that have any gumption, maybe 5, that hasn't really totally rolled over with. You see, this is the, it's almost like a menage a trois, right? You have the Senate and the Assembly and then the governor. A menage a trois. They're all just menage a trois-ing it, right? So anyway, this is earth-shattering, shocking. Remember I said the date, 1996? That's it. In fact, history is going to be on the phone with us. Chris Street. Chris Street and I got together in 1995. Shocking. 1995, the first time, because we're questioning the Orange County bankruptcy that would have happened in December 4th, 1995. Which, of course, led to the complete collapse of the California Republican Party, as Republicans would go, and turned everything over in the Assembly and the Senate till this very day to the Democrats. And ultimately, the year-over-year process, every 2 years in particular for the Assembly, turnover, so everybody became a Democrat. Like I said, there's only 19 in the Assembly of the 80, and then you've got 40 senators, and there's only 11 that are Republican. And of those, there's two, three, maybe, that are real Republicans. Everybody else is rolled over to the Democrats. So you got this super majority that includes the minority. I mean, so what do you got? You've got the menage a trois thing going on. Menage du trois, right there. Throw in the governor, menage a trois. En français, oui, oui. So listen to this, after that little dialogue, monologue setup. The California State Assembly holds a rare committee to directly question Newsom officials. No. The only way you're going to be able to do that is to get a Democrat to go along with you. What the heck is going on there? This is the first committee of the, quote, whole meeting held since 1995. On Tuesday, the Assembly held a rare committee of the whole meeting over Gavin Newsom's proposed 2021 budget and questioned officials for the governor's office. Newsom office grilled over proposed budget cuts. Both Republicans, see, this is, they're cutting us. What? I can't believe it. The guy who has orchestrated the information on all this will be, of course, Chris Street coming up next hour. Uh-oh. The word grievance is showing up. Listen, you're gonna love this. All you new California, you're gonna love this, since you know what the Assembly, and especially the current sitting Assembly and Senate members of New California. Said both Republican and Democratic Assembly members wearing masks and seated 6 feet apart from each other, grilled Chief Budget Officer Keely Bosler. I would hate to be Keely Bosler. Over the governor's decision and proposed cuts, major grievances came from the subjects of public education, health care, the environment, and veteran services. A committee of the whole hearing is usually reserved for a time of crisis. No such meeting had been held since 1999, when such a hearing was called over, shockingly, the Orange County bankruptcy. My. But with the state legislator being out of commission for nearly 2 months. Oh, no, that's nasty. That's nasty. The 11-month legislature was off for 2 months. Now, let's take a pause, right? We got the COVID. Oh, I love this. This is too good. This is just the rich. And this is Yvonne Simon. Oh, France, hey. Yvonne Simon. So this has been, was called over, so that late in 19, I remember this, and in fact, I had to testify, didn't I? I went up there and testified. I forgot all about it. I was up there testifying. Can you believe that? It's been so long, but I actually testified in front of one of those committees. Was this the committee? You know who was on there was Hayden. Yeah, Wild Bill Hayden. Remember him? Wow. And I talked to, oh boy, this is dragging up some scum. Says, a committee of the whole hearing is usually reserved for time of crisis. No such thing has been done since 95 when there was Orange County bankruptcy. But with the state legislature being out of commission for nearly 2 months due to the coronavirus lockdown, a $54 billion budget hole forming because of the economic downturn and a budget needing to be approved by both houses by June 15th, a committee of the whole was deemed necessary to get the facts quickly and bring up budget cuts that lawmakers severely question. Now, listen, I'm going to go back to this. I'm going to run it. Listen, this is the point at which you're so sick and tired of the dog pooping in the house. You're going to take his head and go, there you go, right in the nose of the nose in the poop. And I'm rubbing it in right now. You bet I am. Here it is, a $54 billion hole forming because of the economic downturn. Oh, my God, $54 billion hole that's forming. Now, I predicted, shockingly, there would be a $54 billion increase. I mean, they would sell these bonds with the March primary election, right? They would float two propositions and yield $54 billion. I said, they've got to have that. This is before the election. They've got to have that $54 billion to make ends meet. Uh-huh. And here's that number now. I was ad nauseum on this because why they advanced deliberately. They advanced the primary election 3 months. This was all done under Jerry Brown in 2017. They saw this freight train coming. Why? Because they were probably listening to Agenda 21 Radio and reading and writing and doing arithmetic after they heard Chris Street on the show saying, there's going to be a big budget problem for you guys right here, right now. This time is the Friday. This is when it's happening. What was I saying? A $54 billion budget hole. Now, it's interesting, but the Legislative Analyst Office predicted it would be an $85 billion hole. Okay. And then that was a prediction that came on a Thursday. But the night before, our own Chris Street, who had been talking to these people, was telling the LAO, it's an $85 billion hole. And the very next day, the LAO came out and said, it's an $85 billion hole. And then the governor, the next day after that, said, oh, it's only $54 billion hole. Shocking. You mean because when the voters went to vote in those two propositions that would yield the $54 billion, the voters shockingly voted them down. Why did they do that? Well, I'll tell you. Because the election system, which is a fraudulent election system, said, No, we can't have the voters approve these. Traditionally, they always approve these kind of ballot initiatives for money for schools. But this time they didn't. Oh, shockingly, why not? Because Gavin Newsom was told by the Bank of China, by the Deutsche Bank, by other banks, four different banks, you're not going to be given money for the money or for those ballot initiatives, even if you approve them. Ah.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar.
Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to ROM Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. ROM Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a ROM Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, a ROM Solar.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Okay, so I just love this. I just love this. I cannot. You know, I picked up. You know, it just so happened yesterday, 2 days ago. I was doing some cleaning, moving things around in my studio, and a document, a thick, very thick document, slides out and falls on the table or on the floor from the table. There you go. One way to do it. And it was the document I prepared for the grand jury, Orange County grand jury, to hopefully get some indictments, you know, going on with the school districts that, they strayed, you know, and the thieving that was going on, the exposing this whole thing at the Orange County bankruptcy. And that was the document. It's like, I'm looking at it right now. I'm sitting here going, why did that come out today? Now I know, because it was a message from God. About what I'm reading right now. I cannot believe this. And, of course, Chris Street's going to be with us next hour. Shocking. It's like somebody planned it this way. I did not. It's all spontaneous news right here. Anyway, so they've got a $54 billion hole forming because of the economic downturn. And, again, it's nothing about the economic downturn of the COVID virus, because this was a problem long before the COVID virus. Says, we must act in the face of limitations that surround us everywhere we look. Shocking. I'm so paranoid. Everywhere I go, there's money, 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 money. We need money, money, money. Listen, this isn't we need money, folks. This is we need lots of money. Lots of money, honey. I'll tell you, this is the way you get money. You get Nancy Pelosi out there as a streetwalker. She'll hustle up some bucks. She'll contact Ed Buck, her buckaroo friend. This kind of gives everybody an opportunity to get a bunch of information in the same room, and also to kind of learn. This is a quote from Anthony Renton. Oh no! It says this kind of gives everybody an opportunity. Listen, I'm saying this directly from the quote. This kind of gives everybody an opportunity to get a bunch of information in the same room, and also kind of learn from one another. He said, "If you're asking a question and I'm hearing the answer, I learn from that." Oh no! I'm telling you, this is quality. Legislative action right here. Isn't it? Quality. That may be the dumbest thing I've heard anybody say as an assembly member. Anthony Rendon, this may be... I got to read it again. You've got to hear this again. We must act in the face of limitations that surround us everywhere we look. Assembly Speaker Anthony Rendon, Democrat from Lakewood. Well, you know, he's a Democrat from Lakewood. Now, Lakewood's not a bad area, but Democrat... Yeah. Said in front of the mask assembly members. You get the visual. This kind of... Are there any... I don't have any pictures of this. this kind of gives everybody an opportunity to get a bunch of it, kind of, you know, kind of, get a bunch of information in the same room and also to kind of learn from one another, he said. If you're asking a question and I'm hearing the answer, I learn from that. God, that's so profound. This is Assemblyman Rebecca Bauer-Kahn from Orinda. Heavily criticized a $1 million cut by Newsom over women's health care services, as well as senior citizens and education cuts. The cuts to our seniors, our children, and our women are devastating, explained Bauer-Kahn. Is that who we are as a state? I'm going to go navel gaze for a while. I suggest she do the same. Assembly members of both parties continue to fire criticisms and vow not to let some of the cuts happen. Now this has got to be rich. Democrats charge that the budget would lay off thousands more teachers, remove environmental cleanup funds, and could potentially be dangerous with proposed health care cuts. Uncertainty over federal help and few Plan B options. Republicans lambasted plans over cutting veterans' homes in the state and remain skeptical over state plans accepting federal money to make up the deficit. It says CBO Bosler noted that Governor Newsom wanted the budget cuts to be filled by state government aid from the U.S. Congress, saying only the federal government has the capacity to really mitigate the most difficult reductions states and local governments are going to have to make it to balance their budgets in the next several years. This led to the Republicans firing back that Congress may never send the needed money, so another plan is needed. Shocking. That plan is called New California. But, you know, that's a secret. Let's not let them know what's going on. I'm having a lot. This is, you know, this is cathartic, as you can tell. We're waiting on federal aid that may or may not come. And while we wait, foster youth, resource families, senior citizens, and our health care providers are directly now bearing that burden, explained Assemblyman Jim Patterson of Fresno. If this financial aid does not materialize, what is Plan B? Plan B. Besides a legalized sports betting proposal from Assemblyman Adam Gray, a Democrat out of Merced. Listen, Mercedians, this Adam Gray's got to go. If that's all he's got, he's shooting blanks. That would only inject an estimated $2 billion into the state coffers each year. And let's hear from my gambling people on this one. A billion into state coffers each year. No proposals were submitted for a Plan B. Now, you know they're in trouble when they have no Plan B. Legislators are now hurrying in what Assemblyman David Chu, no more commercials. No, David Chu, Democrat of San Francisco, is calling a speed dating approach to budget process. Now, when you're at a place, really, technically, you're $100 billion down. That's like a lot, that, you know, that's a tenth of a trillion. What do you think about that? I've never seen anything like this. I've never seen things be fast-tracked so fast, said Dana, who works in the state capitol. Who's Dana? Do I know Dana? It's all a giant rush to not only bring about bills, but to also set up this budget. Shocking. Not a lot of people agree with Newsom's budget, so that's only going to make things more hectic. Everyone is going to be fighting for their district and not so much for the state. That's at least what I've been seeing. The legislature has until June 15th to approve a budget. If not approved, the California Constitution requires them to give up their salaries for the year. No, that'll never happen. That's shocking. They're going to give up their budget for a year. What do you think, these guys are fools? Now I see they've got this thing, signed the petition, paid for the Democratic National Committee. It says the administration failed us. Really? That's a little side thing by the Democrats over there. What is a commercial? It's a Google ad. I'm going to click it. Stop seeing this ad. Oh, anyway, this is just too rich. I mean, really, really, this is just too good, isn't it? I mean, what's a person to do at this point? What are you to do at this point? What can anybody do at this point? Well, I think it's time to, no longer are the citizens going to be bending over and grabbing their ankles. It's now these assembly members and senators in the state capitol that are bending over and grabbing their ankles. I mean, after all, it's a menage a trois, right? Boy, I'll tell you what. Heads are going to be lopped off because when that June 15th comes around, they come up with a budget. Well, if they come up with a budget at all, if they do, and I don't think they will, right? Right now, I do not think they will. Here's something I also want to bring up to you. You know that the Indian casinos in California are open. People are swapping spit, rubbing up to one another, handling coins. You know, all the things that are going to spread the COVID virus and create another pandemic. Oh, no. They opened them up last week. Shockingly, I wonder why. Guess what? It's to get more money to the state because of the COVID virus. The worms are squirming. And the big worm in the middle of Gavin Newsom, he's got the biggest squirm going on. It's almost like, what's that song? I like big butts. In the middle of the menage a trois, he likes big butts. That's really what it comes down to. For the COVID virus man, right? And you see, we'll just keep the state closed. What a conundrum for them to be in, you know? What a conundrum for them to be in. They don't know what in the heck they're doing. And they're in this situation. They're damned if they do and damned if they don't, right? I got to do this. I'm just, it's the urge is in me. I can't change it, right? I just can't change it.
No.
No way.
We're going to play something here, and I know you're going to really enjoy it. This is for all the people that are working hard overtime in the state capitol.
Oh, my God. Becky, look at her butt. It is so big. She looks like one of those rap guys' girlfriends. Who understands those rap guys? They only talk to her because she looks like a total prostitute, okay? I mean, her butt is just so big. I can't believe it's just so round. It's like out there. I mean, gross. Look. She's just so black.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. Now when a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. Wanna pull up tough cause you notice that butt was stuffed. In the jeans she's wearing, I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh baby, I want to get with ya.
Well, there's the California State Assembly and Senate and Gavin Newsom. Yep. Well, liking the big butt for so long, guess what? It's no more butt for you. Your budget is a butt. It's butted out. Oh, I'm sorry. It's a bust. That's the word. I'm sorry. I kind of lost control there, right? Yeah, it's about time to turn the screws a little bit tighter down on Gavin Newsom and this group. When you're $100 billion down, wow, better start liking something else. Better get on your knees and pray. Just thought I'd share that with you. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And now we get to Chris Street coming up. One of the men who stood in the breach to expose the Orange County bankruptcy. He's a real hero. an American hero. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Hey!
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.